thirsty Christians in Laodicea. This church stands for the last epoch in church history, from the middle of the 19th century up to now and into the future, till Jesus returns. It is the last church, the seventh church. There will be no other church. Now, what is the situation nowadays? We have come to the present, at last. On this map, we see the religions of the world since 1900. The green area shows the Muslimic religion. Here, Northern Africa, western part of Asia, and Indonesia. Here in India, Hinduism, in China, Buddhism, and here in this part of Asia, Lamaism. Here, only a few people live here, because here is Himalaya and Mongolia. Then in Japan, Shintoism. We have primitive religions, the grey ones of primitive cultures, and we have three Christian religions. This is the orange one, the Orthodox Church in Russia and the eastern part of Europe, the Roman Catholic Church in the middle of Europe and in the western part, and South America, Mexico, Middle America, and we have the Protestant churches up there in Northern Europe, USA, Canada. Now, why is it like this? Why are the colors arranged as they are arranged here? It spreads out from the time of the colonization. Because Columbus sailed to the West Indies for Spain, this area from Rio Grande del Norte, Mexico, where the Aztecs were, down to the Incas, Cortes, Pizarro, they captured these areas. All of South America and Middle and Latin America became Roman Catholic, because here in Brazil, the Portuguese came over. In Angola, there were the Portuguese, they were Roman Catholic. In South Africa, Zambia, Nigeria, the Britons came, they were Protestants. Australia, Britons. New Zealand, Britons, they were Protestant. So it's not by chance that the color green or blue or red or light red is here or there. It's a product of history, this arrangement of the world religions. We can understand it only through history. On the other hand, we have the states, about 200, and one is the leader, United States of America. And we see two movements. The Pope, he is on his way to unite all the denominations under his leadership in Rome. He wants to bring them all together, and he is the leader. And what is the aim of the United States? Bringing all the states of this world, these 200, together under the leadership of the United States. And then, he a leader, United States, here a leader, papacy in Rome, and these two marry. They know, together we can rule the world, and they will be the enemies of God's people in the end time, as we will see in Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. Later on. Now, this Message of Laodicea, where this church is counseled to buy gold and white raiment and eyes of gold, faith and love. White raiment, righteousness of Christ, eyes of, this is important, to anoint the eyes, they need the Holy Ghost. Faith, truth, and Holy Ghost. This is what this church needs. This is what you need and I need. These are the three most important elements that we get the ticket for heaven.